He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Morning, everybody. And by now, you probably know that Willie Mays has passed at the age of 93. One of the greatest baseball players of all time and a gentleman with undeniable ties to the Bay Area and the Giants organization. Rest in peace, Willie Mays.
Yeah, and Steiny, it's sad because as excited as we all have been about what's going to happen tomorrow for the Giants playing at Rickwood Field, where, you know, Willie Mays basically started, I asked you yesterday, was he traveling with the team? And I told you once I read it that he was not. And you said to me, Goo, I hope that doesn't mean anything bad. And hours later, he's no longer with us, but he's with us in spirit, Steiny. And I think he's one of the best outfielders or baseball players to ever do it. And what I remember from Willie Mays to me, Steiny, is he was always the same guy. He had a infectious quality about his personality that everybody that talks about him, everybody that was around him, they say the same thing. They say it differently, but this man touched a lot of people, Steiny, and we'll get into his life, what he went through, but he was a bad, bad man on the diamond, but even a better one off of it.
888-957-9570 is the number. In a lot of ways, it's your all day today. I'm sure many, many, many of you out there know more about Willie Mays than Guru and myself, or have seen Willie Mays more than Guru and myself, or have had him touch your life in maybe a more personal way. 888-957-9570. It's a day to remember one of the greats. And here's one thing I was thinking. So I think in 1973, he got traded to the Mets. 72 and 73 was with the Mets. So that puts me at 8 or 9 years old back east. So I never saw him play, but that's kind of what I think we're going to hear a lot from today. I mean, I'm pretty old and I never saw him play, but I think a lot of people are going to start a sentence, I never saw him play, but.
Right.
I never saw him play, but. And once anybody starts a sentence like that, you automatically know the guy meant more than just the sport he played. And clearly that was the case with Willie Mays. I never saw him play, but I knew of him when I was 10 years old and that he was one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, I love that, Steiny. And if I had one word to describe him, I would say icon, because that's what he was to me without seeing him play. And I'm a little younger than you, Steiny. I feel good saying that, but I never got to see him play live, and we didn't have the internet or YouTube at our disposal to be able to do what the young people can do now, you know, looking players in different eras. But dude was a bad man, and to throw out, you know, I'm just giving you a nugget, what he did on the field, Steiny. He threw out over 7,000 base runners. Just think about that, 7,000 and his career. And I'm sitting here telling you he's a five-tool player that I never got to see play live. But when you watch the video and you see the highlights, the basket catch in the 54 World Series, Steiny, I mean, those things are iconic. That could be one of the greatest plays in sports history, the basket catch on the biggest stage.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you. Willie Mays passes at 93 years old. The other thing about Willie Mays that was clear and it's been clear is that even though Willie Mays didn't play since 1973, he was a fixture in the Giants organization for the last three decades. He's around. He was around. He impacted Giants teams. He knew their young players. Young players knew him.
Yeah.
And he was somebody who was around, and they could, quite frankly, lean on him for any kind of baseball advice or just to talk about the game. So that's what we're going to allow everybody to do today, talk about Willie Mays in the game of baseball. If that's what you want to do, we will absolutely do that. And, I mean, not much to say. You know, I always think when people say it's a sad day, well, it is a sad day for Willie Mays' family and those who knew him, but it's 93 years old.
You can what do also, we say about that? That's also, a great run, man.
You can
run,
also
man.
Start the celebration.
No doubt. And that's what was going to that's what's going to happen tomorrow with the Giants and Cardinals in Alabama, Steiny. But my question to you and everybody listening, man, if you want to just know about life, just think about what we're talking about. He passed 2 days before this game that was going to honor him, and Evan said it great in the green rooms, Donnie. It just gives us more time to celebrate this icon. I mean, just think about that. The game tomorrow is about the great Willie Mays, and he passes 2 days before that, and I'm thinking like, man, God makes no mistakes, but that's about so we can do what you just said, Donnie, celebrate the man and the ball player, because those are two different people. And again, I'm sitting back just doing my research. I'm listening like I always have about everybody talking about their encounters with Willie Mays. And one comes to mind, Steiny, Rich Aurelia. Before he really was Rich Aurelia, he just got called up and he talked about the clubhouse guy coming up to him saying, hey, Willie wants to talk to you. And he's like, Willie who? And the clubhouse guy is Willie Mays. And Willie called him in a room, and Willie had time and love for the game and love for Rich, Donnie, to just break down a swing and what he had been seeing from him at the plate. And I'm like, this dude just didn't love the game while he played. He loved it when it was over, Donnie. And technically, it was never over for him.
One of the things that I do love, bittersweet about these shows, is it gives me an opportunity to ask people who actually saw him play to explain some things to me that I've always been curious about. And for example, right now I got Willie Mays' career stats up. And you can't help but look at his stats and just stop somewhere and say, "What? Wait a minute. Hold. Here's something. It just sticks out. In 1971, it was the last year he played with the Giants. He was 40 years old. He led the league in walks. He walked in 1971 when he was 40 years old 112 times, which was way more than he'd ever walked in any other season of his career. And that, I mean, just a natural. Why was he walked 112 times at 40 years old?
Because he was still, they feared him.
I mean, I guess. I mean, they feared him in 1962, and they didn't walk him that many times. So 888-957-9570 is the number. You know what? I think it's fitting. I think we know this caller, and I think we trust this caller. And I think we know that this caller can give us some perspective. Let's go right away to Priest in Palo Alto.
Our man.
Welcome to the show, Priest. What are you thinking right now?
Oh, thanks. Oh, man, I'm hurt. I'm going to try to hold it together. But if I lose it, excuse me. I'm going to try to explain what we lost, Mr. Baseball. To me, it was sports. So, when I was growing up in Bayview District, Huntersport, Willie Mays, the Giants moved to San Francisco. And I was about 4 years old, say something like that. But growing up in that city, we lived right above Candlestick Park. So what we did is everybody talked about wanting to be Willie Mays when we played baseball. So we were watching them go outside and play, right? And he used to say hey,
yep,
all the time. And we would all say hey. You know, after him, right?
Wow.
And so I'm trying to. I'll tell you what, man.
We got
I'll
you.
Try to call back.
All right, priest. Yeah, we got you, baby. All right, priest. You don't have to be sorry about anything.
Oh, I mean, that was wow.
You don't have to be sorry about anything.
You talk about impact. You heard that right there, Stoney. Wow.
I'm sure they went out and practiced the basket catch.
I mean,
that he made.
And I only saw that as a highlight, Stoney. You know what I'm saying? That is a highlight. And that's why I talk about the five-tool player. I mean, was that around before Willie?
It maybe should be called the Willie Mays when you're a five-tool player, rather. Yeah, I texted my mom. She's 86. Well, she's going to be mad at me for saying that. She was kind of a baseball junkie. And I just said, what do you think of when you think of Willie Mays? And she just texted back, the catch.
Wow.
The catch. Kirk is in Los Altos. Hey, Kirk, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I like the previous caller, was born a few weeks after he made the catch. But, and like you pointed out also, I mean, to live 93, it's hard to mourn somebody who got to live the life he did. Mm. So what I think we mourn is what we have lost. I was a little boy growing up down on the peninsula, and I will just say two things. Number one, every morning I got up and I walked way down the driveway to pick up the Chronicle, to open the Sporting Green, to see what Willie Mays had done the night before. And one little funny tidbit kind of is, you know, yesterday people were talking about you never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. I will say the one time I went with my dad and my brother to a game at Candlestick, it was interesting. It was when it was, open to the bay. And it was the one and only time you might have heard Willie Mays booed. And the reason for that was because it was that day that Tony Cloninger of the Milwaukee Braves set an RBI record for a pitcher with two grand slams and one a ninth run batted in. And in the bottom of some inning, he came up with the bases loaded and hit a ball that was going over the fence that would have been a third. But Willie jumped up and over the fence, grabbed it, even though the game ended 17-3. But anyway, yes, every young man who loved baseball, any young kid who loved baseball, points to Willie Mays is why they did. We all wanted to be him.
Thanks, wow. Kirk. Appreciate the call.
No, yes, sir.
So, 707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. How somebody says, and they're probably being a troll, but that's I'm going to use it to spin it positive. How in the world are people crying over someone they never met? That's the point.
Oh, man.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. When somebody dies that was a part of your childhood, yeah, you think of Willie Mays, but you think of yourself as a kid. And then you think about your friends, and then you think about all the fun things you did together when you were a kid. And then you think about how great Willie Mays was, and then you think about going to your first game and seeing him play. And then you think about, oh yeah, I used to go out to get the paper to see what he did.
Oh man.
And then it's called life. And then it's called mortality, and it hits you.
Yeah.
That's why guys like Willie Mays are guys like Willie Mays, because they never met millions and millions of people who they impacted.
Right.
So.
No doubt. We got a super chat, Stoney.
Go ahead, dude.
Jim Molly,
buddy.
$4.99. Yes. Much love to you boys and all the Bay. Heck, to all the baseball fans out there on this reflective day. I'm in Barcelona this week, but this is more important. So he wanted to, he knows. I mean, like, Stoney, that isn't that when you touch people, when people feel like they know you?
Absolutely.
And every time Willie talked, you know, I got a personal story. He looks like my Uncle Billy. They look, my Uncle Billy from Mississippi, Stoney, Mississippi, and my sister's brother, he looks and talks like Willie Mays. So from a personal standpoint, every time I saw Willie just move around or walk and talk and inject himself into a room or a conversation, Stoney, I always felt like that was my Uncle Billy. So I felt like I knew Willie Mays. And I had the pleasure to go down to the Ball Yard on 3rd and King the night that the day they retired Barry Bonds' jersey. And he stole the show just being himself at the podium. And now you do all, you know, the Say Hey Doc, John Shea did a great job on that. But you just find out and you learn more about him and what he went through. But, I mean, in New York City, Steiny, with kids knocking at his window at 9 in the morning to play stickball. That would never happen nowadays or in the last. I know things have changed, but, I mean, he found time, man, and he loved people.
No doubt about
it. That's what I think I know about Willie Mays.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays passed at 93 years old yesterday. Reports are that he passed peacefully, which is always nice to hear.
Yeah.
But he played in this town. He touched a lot of people in this town. Touched a lot of people in other towns. And today would be the day to remember Willie Mays. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump in and kind of share what you're thinking on a day like today. Because, you know, it's makes you think about times past. And then you can't help but think about yourself.
Yeah. And if you allow me, Stoney, it wasn't all peaches and cream when you talk about the era he grew up in, the reason he was in the Negro Leagues. I mean, that's self-explanatory, but he was never bitter about it. To me, he never seemed bitter. He never laid that on somebody else's shoulders. He's always had a smile on his face. And, you know, you talk about him starting in the Negro League, Steiny, and segregation and how the world was then and him in AAA, what he had to endure and the name calling that he heard, you know, and he had to get past that and his dad would tell him, you know, he would be ready to fight, but you got to shake it off. And that's what he did. And he never let, you know, the hecklers get to him. And I just can't imagine being in a world or a society, Stoney, to where people could say any and do anything to you. And you have to keep your composure. But Willie did that.
Let's go to David. David is in El Sobrante. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate both of you, Guru and Steiny. Just wanted to thoughts and prayers first and foremost to his family. Great legend and everything. I have a few stories. My great-grandfather and my grandfather, they were privileged enough to see Negro League baseball. They saw Satchel Paige. They saw Ku Papa Bell. They saw Jackie. The list goes on and on. But there is a consensus. When they saw Willie Mays play for the first time, it was a consensus that he was the greatest ball player they had ever seen. And the way he moved my grandfather and my great-grandfather, sorry if I get choked up, but bringing up some memories, the way he moved them to go see baseball, because they grew up in the South, so they had to travel to see him. And you know about the times back in the day. It wasn't safe for a lot of people to travel down there, especially of the African-American culture. So they would damn near risk their life to go see this man play baseball. And one more story. My father, he grew up in Chicago. He's a born on the South Side, so he's a White Sox fan. And I don't know if you know about Chicago in the 60s, but it was extremely segregated. Him and his best friend used to, the only time they'd go to Wrigley on the North Side was to go see Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays.
Mm.
They would risk their lives damn near to go see that man play baseball. And when I heard those stories, I was like, okay, I have to go see these great players. I have to go see the legends play, because that's something that you can't take away. That you saw them, you experienced the greatness, and it just sticks with you for the rest of your life. And it's a tough day. We lost a great man, but it's also, like you guys said earlier, it's a celebration. And I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I know the Giants are playing the Cubs today. I would not be mad if they won one for Willie. I mean, I'm putting my fandom aside for this because he was bigger than the game almost. And like I said before, the consensus of all of my grandparents and all the elders I've been around, he was the man. And I appreciate you guys taking my phone call. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call, man. No doubt. I mean, that's the one thing that kind of sticks, not kind of, that's the one thing that sticks out for me is when you ask players from Willie Mays' era, there seems to be as much of a consensus as possible that he was the greatest baseball player of all time.
Mm.
And forget, I don't want to deal with whatever happened past 1980, but guys who played with Willie Mays seem to agree that he was the best player of their generation, of their generation. And sometimes it feels like it wasn't even, kind of not even close.
Man,
look at his stats. In a crazy kind of way, I know.
I mean, he could do it all on the diamonds, Donnie, and you are correct. So, you know, we were talking about it in the green room. You know, just because you're favorite something doesn't mean they're the best, but to you, they might have done something to where you have that attachment. But when you watch Willie Mays roam center field, Steiny, I don't know if there were a better center fielder. And I was talking to Evan. I shared it with you. You know, we talk about Jackie Robinson, and the impact is, oh, my goodness. But, Steiny, when you talk about just talent-wise, I mean, to me, I'm looking at Willie Mays is the base, the most talented baseball player of that generation, of that era.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Willie Mays. Passes yesterday at 93 years old. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. It seems to me that every generation will agree on that. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Willie Mays, 93 years old. Of course, he had a very special bond with the San Francisco Giants. He played for the Giants, and he has been a fixture in their organization. I mean, as long as I've been out here on the West Coast, which is since 1990, I mean, Willie Mays has always been around and spent a lot of time.
Just hearing that name, Steiny, what comes over you? Like, I think of San Francisco Giant. I know he started in New York, but when San Francisco Giant, when I hear Willie Mays, that's who he is, Steiny. He's the San Francisco Giant, man. The greatest one to ever do it.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in and talk some Willie Mays. Hey, man. It's your show today. You can do with it what you will. You guys know who Willie Mays is. You guys know what he meant to you. If you want to share, this would be the time to do it. At noon today, we're going to be joined by Bomani Jones. He's the host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. We're going to talk to him at noon, get some insight on Willie Mays that we haven't heard. One of the great things, I should say bittersweet instead of great, is you get to often hear stuff that you've never heard about a player or a coach or somebody that you revered. And hopefully that's what's going to happen today on 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. We're talking Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for the First NorCal financing at the dealer today.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we're celebrating the life of Willie Mays today. 93 years old.
That's a blessing. Man, he had a good run, man.
One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Usually that's enough to describe somebody, but it's not when you talk about Willie Mays. Let me read this off the Xfinity.
And I need to fix something when you get done with that.
Okay.
Oh, you know what it is?
Yeah, I think I can guess.
We're gonna smile today. Yeah,
We're gonna have some fun. But 415 says great story from my dad. Told me about growing up in New York during that time when all three teams played in New York. The Giants, the Dodgers, and the Yankees. My dad would bring his younger brother to Giants games at the Polo Grounds. They were pal kids.
Wow.
And he said Willie would go out to have a brown bag lunch with the kids out in the bleachers before the game.
Think about that. How selfless can you be?
I believe
it. And we got video of him playing stickball. Did you see that, Stoney?
He would take them to get cakes
and cookies. Like, that's not happening. That's a special individual.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's go to Scott is in San Anselmo. If you want to jump in and share anything about Willie Mays that you think's worth sharing, 888-957-9570. Hey, Scott. Scott in San... you know what? We'll hold on. Hold off on Scott for a minute.
Okay. Stoney, I said he threw out 7,000 base runners.
Right.
He had over 7,112 putouts. Yeah, I was doing my research last night and got a little excited talking. So.
Gotcha.
Evan was looking like, 7,000.
Yeah, when you do that, you always put me in a tough spot. But that's fine.
6 years together, I always thought we have that formed where you can help me then. Don't let it fester.
Yeah, but it's a little different because you were talking from the heart.
Yeah, no doubt.
We can save that for down the line to correct you. But yeah, I mean, that would be up there with DiMaggio's hitting streak, 7,000 runners thrown out. That would probably be a record. Are you serious? All right, let's welcome in John Fogerty. Hey John, I gotta ad lib here, but John Fogerty's from El Cerrito. He was part of the Creedence Clearwater Revival band, one of the greatest American bands of all time. He of course wrote Center Field with Willie Mays in the lyrics. And John, geez, boy, thanks for joining us. Detroit Pistons. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay, John. I'll take it this way, John. Champion with the Detroit Pistons. Bad boy. Took out my Celtics back in the day. And I'll just tell you the truth here. John Fogerty is a guy from the Bay, John Sally, and he wrote Center Field with Willie Mays in the lyric. And we've got a call out to him to call in because he had a relationship with Willie Mays. So I apologize profusely, but I am honored to have John Sally on the phone. And now we lost John Sally. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Oh, good, baby.
Goo. Live radio.
Yeah, no doubt. We got it. And both Big Johns.
Here's my goal and here's my challenge to Matt Nahegan.
Get them both by 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Get them both by 2 o'clock. What are the odds that goes viral?
highly.
Okay. I apologize if anybody's sensitive to that. Let's go. You want to take Scott and San Anselmo? Let's do it. Scott in San Anselmo. How you doing, Scott?
Hey there. How are you doing?
Hey. What are you going to do?
Yeah, how
it's
you
life,
doing?
Baby.
For a while there, I was excited. I thought I was going to get to hear John Fogerty.
You might. It's not off the table yet, Scott, but the show is yours right now.
Okay, well, I just want to say... that Willie Mays has always been a big hero of mine. It's a sad day for baseball, a sad day for all baseball fans. I grew up in L.A. I'm a lifelong Dodger fan, and even though I rooted against the Giants, I never rooted against Willie Mays. He was a joy to watch. He played the game with incredible skill and incredible joy, and I'm just so fortunate to have grown up in his era. And I would like to share a personal experience I had watching him.
Oh, absolutely.
My first game that I went to as a kid, I was either 6 or 7 years old. It was in the L.A. Coliseum. And, you know, they played there before Dodger Stadium for 3 or 4 years. and it was Giants and Dodgers. And if everyone remembers, the Coliseum was not a baseball stadium.
Correct.
It wasn't shaped right.
Right.
So they had what they called the screen
in
left field.
Yep.
And it was 297 feet away, and it was 30 or 40 feet tall. And my mom and dad and I were and brother were sitting out beyond the screen. And this is my first baseball memory. Willie Mays hit a ball almost over the screen, bounced off the screen, bounced away from Wally Moon. Willie Mays came tearing around second base and slid into third base in a cloud of dust and had a triple. And that's my first memory, my first baseball game memory. And I'm so happy that it was Willie Mays. And I, you know, condolences to his family and just, you know, what an amazing, amazing guy he was.
Hey, wow. Scott, I do have a question for you, and it's this. So you're not a fan of, or you're a fan of a team that Willie Mays is not on. So
right.
I'll bet you had a lot of players on other teams that you didn't like, or I don't know about despised, but sports. Why did you like Willie Mays as opposed to other opposing players who were stars?
I was a baseball card collector since the age of six. I've still got my baseball cards. I loved baseball. My parents loved baseball, and unless you're, I don't know, weird or crazy, you can't help but love Willie Mays.
Right.
He played the game with such joy. He played the broom ball with the kids in the street.
Yeah.
He was always a smile on his face. I remember seeing the highlights. I don't think the game was televised at that time, of the Roseboro Marischal.
Oh, the
incident.
Fight. Yeah.
And I remember thinking, God bless Willie Mays. He got in the middle of that and calm that thing down. And I don't know anyone else on either team that could have calmed it down as good as Willie Mays could have.
Scott, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to say, you know, thank God we all got to see him. I'm happy we got to see him. He passed away in his sleep at night. And, you know, God bless, say hey.
Yes, sir.
Well said, Scott.
Man.
That's Scott and San Anselmo talking about Willie Mays. Yeah. Willie Mays passed yesterday at 93 years old.
And that was respect, Stoney, when you're not a fan, but you respect. That's, man.
Who? I wonder, and I don't want to, you know, 888. I'm not doing 888-957-9570, who's Willie Mays today, but, I mean, it takes, there's always a special reason why there's somebody on another team that you both fear and you kind of like. You know, I have one. Yeah, go ahead.
Mike Trout.
Okay.
I think the world respected him. Hadn't played in many games, Donnie, but when you talk about a five-tool player or somebody of that caliber, Mike Trout, for me, is that type of player, and Willie was that.
Let's go to Jag. Jag is in Vallejo. What's up, Jag? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Man, this is, you know, I'm calling in. It's a little different perspective. I'll be honest, man.
Good.
I'm not a baseball fan.
All right.
I follow football, diehard Niners, Warriors. You know, I still rock the Giants hat, so. But I just want to thank you all for really dedicating this show to Willie Mays. I'm 42 years old, so, you know, born and raised in the Bay, but I don't follow baseball. But, man, just listening to the show, honestly, listening to y'all, listening to the callers, listening to a lot of the OGs calling in, choking up about this man, it's just inspired me to learn more about him and his contribution not only to the game but to this world. So thank you all for doing that today. And maybe, you know, like I said, you know, it's me. I'm older, but
yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of younger people that don't know too much about him. But just listen to the show today, and for y'all to dedicate the show to him, thank y'all for doing that, because it's inspired me to, you know, really kind of look him up a little bit more and learn more about him, because, you know, I value life. I value people's contributions. And I'm just listening to everyone, you guys, the callers. It's been very, very inspirational. So thank y'all for doing that today.
Ah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No doubt about
it. It's all we can do, really.
Yeah,
we owe it to you guys and
Stoney,
the legacy.
It's been coming in waves. We lost a great Bill Walton, Cherry West, and now Willie Mays, man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays passed at 93 years old yesterday. A fixture in the San Francisco Giants organization, one of the greatest players of all time. You can just kind of run down the litany of all his accomplishments. Here's one that's
it's just another dumb thing.
So when I think of Willie Mays, you know what I think of?
I'm trying to guess. But
well, you
no,
can't.
Go ahead.
You can't. Right. I think of Matty. I think of the phrase Matty,
and that is
Matty. And the reason I think of Matty is because, I mean, if you've listened to this show, you know that my mom is a family friend of Rocky Colavito, who played in Willie Mays' era. We can always smile on a day like today. There's nothing against that.
Celebration.
Nothing wrong with that. Obviously, Rocky Colavito played in the American League, and Willie primarily in the National, but they played in the All-Star game against each other. And whenever I would ask, and I still can, ask Rocky Colavito, hey, Rock, how good was Willie Mays? He would always start out, Matty. He was the best. Matty. He was the fastest player in baseball. Matty. Unbelievable. Matty. He was the best player I've ever played against or seen play. Matty. So that's what I always think of when I think of Willie Mays. I think of a great like Rocky Colavito talking about him. And in a way, without giving away, you know, without getting into detail about him, you kind of just realize, wow, he must have been above everybody else in terms of stature. And it feels like that's essentially what we're talking about, Goo, is a man whose stature was greater than the game itself.
Yeah, and you know what, Stoney? When you look at his numbers and Willie Mays, the icon on the field, those speak for themselves. But I'm telling you, we had John Shea on last year talking about the doc, the Say Hey Kid. Every video, everything that I'm watching here, NBC Sports Bay Area did a great job running all these great interviews with Willie Mays, Donnie, and the one constant I take away is he was the same in every interview. He treated, regardless what your position was, he treated everybody the same, and that is what I call a real one. Like, where did you get that from? And I'm watching Willie Mays talk about his upbringing, Stoney. His mom and dad broke up early, and his two aunties raised him. But Pops was still in his life, and he'd go to work, and he'd come home. Willie Mays, 5, 6, 7 years old. You know what they go do, Stoney? Pops would take him to the ballpark and teach him about every position. And that's when I tell you about I failed as a father, would put myself in this with Daryl and Donovan. They played the game, but they didn't love it. Willie's dad passed the love of baseball down. I believe they called his dad Cat. He passed the love of baseball down to Willie, to where Steiny, he never got a big head. His teammates loved him. He was the captain. But even when he retired, he was always at the yard because L-O-V-E. He loved the game of baseball.
Yeah, whatever they call a baseball player who's a gym rat, that's what Willie Mays was. This from the 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line. And we're sharing thoughts and the impact Willie Mays had. 888-957-9570. You can hit the Xfinity mobile text line or actually talk on the phone and tell us about his impact. But it said, 925 says, on a day and week like today with Juneteenth as the celebration of the end of slavery, the impact of the Negro Leagues with the game in Brickwood.
Rickwood.
I'm just reading this, and I shouldn't have read it until I proofread it first. In discrimination and the impact on the African-American community in Birmingham and the state of Alabama, Willie's passing truly transcends the meaning of legends and iconic, the love of the purity of life. Having a long-standing, true living legend, the impact of these passings just brings to light how tremendous these amazing human beings created the foundation of athletic competition. RIP to a man that is a founding father of baseball, but mostly a genuine joy. Sorry if I messed that up, but I'm trying to play it as it goes here. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel's in Southern Cal. What's up, Daniel? How you doing? Oh. Hey, Daniel.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. My name's Daniel. Sorry about that.
That's all right. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just calling from Anaheim just to say my respects to Willie Mays. I understand, you know, being younger, I don't think there's a lot of people out there, especially, you know, in the African-American community and the minority community like I am, or just young kids in general, that we don't take Willie for granted, but I don't think a lot understand, you know, the impact a player like this had on the field, not just on the field, but off the field. And if you look at him, too, aside from that, he's one of the best, you know, like, if you look at his record, Hall of Famer, two-time national MVP, 12 gold gloves,
yep.
1954 World Series champion, four World Series appearances, 660 home runs, 301 batting average, 3,000 plus hits, 2,000 All-Star, two-time All-Star Game MVP. And when you look at him, you could say he's not just one of the best, but probably one of the best who ever lived. And you just can't, even by today's standards, you don't have players like that. And in my opinion, he represented everything that's great, not just about the country, but like the sport. And he serves such a great example to like all our young, all the next generation. And we're just not going to have, we're not going to have other people like that. And we just shouldn't take it for granted. And
Daniel, how old are you?
I'm 34.
It's pretty impressive.
But I also do projections, and I call myself the Billy Bean of Anaheim, because last season I beat every expert with my preseason picks. More teams on my preseason picks made postseason versus every expert on MLB, ESPN, okay. MLB on Fox, the Ringer, Ben Verlander.
All right, before we let you go, are the Giants going to make the playoffs this year?
I had them on my 12-12 because of all the moves they made. They made all the smart moves I would have made, which I used a war ratio.
Gotcha. All right, thanks, Daniel.
Look at my guy. Trying to get hired. Nah, but he said some good stuff, and he knows his history, man. I'll tell you what, Stoney, what do you think of when I say another baseball player's name, Reggie Jackson?
What I think about Reggie Jackson, he was one of my childhood heroes.
So would it be safe to say he's seen a lot of talented, badass baseball players?
Yeah,
he said Willie Mays was the most spectacular baseball player he's ever laid eyes on. And I'll leave that there. But, I mean, now you think about it, and I got to be careful. I know what we do on Jackie Robinson Day, and we know what he meant. But, man, I do wonder if Major League Baseball, you tell me if I'm doing a little too much, Stoney, but what do they do league-wide with number 24?
Now you got to put it on every uniform. Here's the thing. This is.
I'm being serious. I had.
I'm certainly not kidding. I mean, Willie Mays, I don't know if they'll do it, but if somebody said they'll retire 24 forever, I wouldn't be shocked.
Mm.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not saying they should do it or not, but Willie Mays was.
He was baseball, man. He was an ambassador.
I mean, he was as great of an athlete in his era or player in his sport as Michael Jordan was in basketball. But there was just so much more about Willie Mays that I think impacted people who weren't just sports fans. But Willie Mays, for whatever reason, was the player on the other team that for some reason you didn't hate.
Mm.
You just didn't. You didn't hate Willie Mays. Nobody didn't like him.
Yeah,
you didn't want him to beat you, but he was loved by all fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the passing of Willie Mays, 93 years old, one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
Man.
And Pete Rose was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and we're going to get to some of this sound right now because there are a lot of people better than Goo and I who can talk about Willie Mays and what he was like. Here is Pete Rose on Willie Mays' competitiveness.
You know, I was the opposition, and he was real friendly to me, and I know he wanted to kick my ass when the game started.
That's the way Willie was. He wanted to win the game. And when I got to play with him at the All-Star game, before the game, and when the president of the league would have a meeting about how important the game was, Willie would always have a few things to say to the players, like he was assistant manager. I mean, that's how much he believed in the National League, and that's how much he believed in winning the game. So Willie will live in my memory forever.
That was Pete Rose yesterday with Willard and
Great
Dibs.
Great Pete Rose.
If you want to share anything about Willie Mays, his career, his life, it's crazy goo, because you'll hear stories about people that had an encounter with him, and they'll talk about him. And then we're going to talk to a lot of people today that never had an encounter with him, and yet they all have a story about Willie Mays and what they may remember of him, even though they may never have seen him play.
Yeah, and Stoney, it's like, I got to bring this up because it's real and it happened. You know, we talk about his upbringing in Alabama and all the racism he had to deal with, playing for the Black Barons. And, you know, when he went to AAA, I believe it was, Trenton, New Jersey, and all the N-words he was hearing left and right. And he would call his dad after the game, and pops and other people in his life were telling him, dude, don't respond, just shake it off. But there were some in the Black community, Stoney, that thought he wasn't loud enough. And I'm like, man, you telling me years ago that was still going on? And it bothered him. But you would never know it bothered him to the point to where he would change up and change who he was and the effect he had on other people. And that's why I keep just looking at that that picture of him playing stickball and being available for young kids that, you know, that he was giving them time, which we know now is more than any dollar. But this dude was a hell of a selfless man, Stoney, and I think that's why he was at the yard all the time and lived to be 93 years old, which we know is a blessing.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays passing yesterday at 93 years old, and obviously he meant a lot to San Francisco and the Bay Area. If you want to honor Willie Mays, now's the time to do it. If you have a story, if you have a remembrance, feel free to share it here at 888-957-9570. Willie Mays, one of the greatest players of all time, has passed, and we're trying to celebrate as much as we can his life and his accomplishments and how much he touched people during his lifetime. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was also sponsored by Chilton Auto Body.